last year.
Scores of Palestinians have been killed in Gaza and over 1,500 have been injured in retaliatory airstrikes as the death toll in Israel grows. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
In Gaza, a group of men hurry towards an ambulance as they carry the body of a Palestinian man killed by an Israeli airstrike. The high death toll in Gaza comes after Israeli airstrikes responded to an unprecedented Hamas attack on Israel. In the early morning, the Gaza-based militant group broke across the border into southern Israel as gun battles broke out in about 24 different areas within the country. The group also fired over 2,500 rockets into Israel. Several dozen Israelis have been killed and hundreds wounded, making it the deadliest attack in Israel in years. I'm Karen Shamas.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan Saturday called on Israelis and Palestinians to act with restraint after the Hamas attack on Israel. Many European leaders posted on social media expressing support for Israel and condemning what some, including British, French, Spanish, and German ministers and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, described as a terrorist attack by Hamas. Meanwhile, in Jordan, several hundred residents gathered outside the Al-Khaluti Mosque in Amman Saturday to support the Palestinians in Gaza. Ukraine and Russia launched new airstrikes on each other Saturday. Ukrainian shelling killed one person in the Ukrainian border village of Belgorod, according to regional governor Vyacheslav Gladkov. Russia, meanwhile, launched a missile strike in Ukraine's Odessa region overnight. Local officials say four people were wounded in the attack that was launched from Russian-occupied Crimea. The TASS news agency reports Russian forces downed a Ukrainian drone near Moscow Saturday. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a bipartisan congressional delegation arrived in the Chinese business center of Shanghai Saturday, their first stop on an Asian tour designed to advance U.S. economic and national security interests. As he met with their party leader, Schumer said he agreed it is very important for the two countries to speak to one another respectfully, candidly, and frankly.
Now, many of our constituents feel that in instances China does not treat American companies fairly. When we talk to our American companies, they bring this up, including many of them that are here. And we share some of those feelings, and it affects America's view of China. But the bottom line is that I think we can both strive to see to achieve a level playing field as we compete economically.
U.S. officials say the delegation hopes to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping during their visit. A pair of earthquakes has caused major damage in western Afghanistan, killing hundreds of people. VA Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Prosecutors say 46...
I'm sorry, we have a technical difficulty with that report. The remnants of what had been Tropical Storm Philippe is bearing down on waterlogged New England region of the northeastern U.S. Saturday with the promise of rain, wind, and isolated power outages. U.S. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec told the Associated Press flash flooding could occur in areas where heavy rain is expected.
There is potential for several inches to fall in a short period. A lot of times those regions are fairly small in scale, so New York City did their emergency planning in anticipation of the potential for some really slow-moving areas of heavy rain.
Meteorologists say Philippe spent 14 days as a tropical storm, the longest-lasting continuous North Atlantic tropical cyclone never to intensify to hurricane status. Rescuers in India have found more bodies Saturday as they dug through slushy debris and ice-cold water in a hunt for survivors after a glacial lake burst through a dam earlier this week. Hundreds of rescuers recovered six more bodies early Saturday, taking the death toll to 47. At least 150 people are still missing. The flood began shortly after midnight Wednesday when the waters of the glacial lake overflowed, cracking open the biggest hydroelectric dam in Sikkim State. Bad weather has made rescue efforts more challenging. Police say nearly 4,000 tourists were stranded in two locations in the northern part of the state where floods had washed away roads. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Been here since I came out my mama.